We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and my guest today might know what I'm thinking about. Now, we all know potentially how his gifts are and different things. So I'm excited to welcome the program Daniel Jackson. He has been gifted with the ability to communicate with archangels and spirit. And I'm looking forward to talking to him today. Daniel, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
The veil, we're going to learn a little bit more and more about you. But so tell us your gift. How are you able to do this?
Well, I'm not psychic, and I don't tell people I'm psychic, because when you do that, then you always have that crazy person run up to you and say, hey, what am I thinking? And I tell them, I don't know what you're thinking, but I know what I'm thinking about you. But anyway, so I'm not one of those mediums who walks around talking and acting like the world is unicorns and rainbows, because it's just not, everything's going to be so wonderful. Things can be wonderful if you remain a positive person, but that's not always easy to be in this world that we live in, especially with all the other people around us. This ability that I have, it actually comes through with every single person who's living. But what happens is when you start to grow a little bit older and you lose that pure of heart, and then the world basically takes a bucket full of bleach and then throws it over top of you and sanitizes you of everything that you actually are able to do, because they teach you the ways of the world, and then you become, then you start learning how to have pain, anger, sorrow, grief, guilt, anguish, fear, all that stuff. I'm one of those people that none of that really affected me, but I did not find out I was an actual medium and could communicate with spirit until just before I was 50. I've always seen spirit my entire life, but I just never really knew why.
So explain to me what your gift is. So you're not a psychic, and it isn't always great to be a psychic, because.
Well, I do get psychic messages. Like, people will be standing next to me and I will get a message that just comes into my mind. And then I will go over and tell them. And usually when I tell them, they're like, how the heck did you know that? And I said, well, I was told that. So, because some of us just are, as I explain it to people, some of us are meant to be teachers, but most people are meant to be students. So, the gift that I have quite a few abilities. Some of them I discuss with people, a lot of them I don't. And the reason I don't is because the incorrect person may hear about something, and then it goes on to somebody else, and then the next thing you know, they're coming to pick me up and lock me up, and you're never going to hear from me ever again.
Yeah, because they don't want those things to come out. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know what that thing is? It's called the truth, Neil. They don't want the truth coming out.
So the truth. Okay. So explain to me, I'm kind of getting your gift, but what is your main gift that, like, you are able to tell on different your podcasts or being guests on other people's?
Well, one of my main gifts is I cross spirit over into the light. So I see all spirit. I don't just see people. I see dogs, cats, horses, cows, fish, everything. I see what we would consider other beings from other worlds. Because if you think we're the only world that has people on it, no. But my other part of that gift is I'm in connection with my spirit guides, who we would refer to as archangels. They are not men with wings. They don't have a shield. They don't have a sword. They're not fighting a battle in heaven. They're just other beings. Most of them don't look like humans. Some of them look humanoid, and there's a couple I've seen that are human, but they were living here in the world a long time ago. But most of the ones that I see, they are not human, and they don't look like humans, but I see them all day long. I'm able to see into both realms, the one that we call heaven, just another place, or the other one, which is earthbound. There's no such place as hell. No one's being tortured, any of that. The only people who want you to believe in that stuff are the people who want to tell you how to live your life the way they want you to live it and give them 10%. And how did they know that about 10% back then? Because the people who wrote all that stuff, the book and all that stuff, they were kings and queens. That's why. But yeah, I'm able to communicate with my guides, who are archangels, who they are connected to everyone, which makes me connected to everyone. So anyone can ask me any question they want to, and I can get the answer for them. The way that I'm in communication with them is two ways. One, they touch my face for yes and no answers. When it feels like a tear running down my face, that's a no. When I get touched across my eyebrow or touched on my forehead or on my head, That's a yes. The good part about having that gift is I can tell when someone's lying to me, because the first question, when they ask me a question, I ask them, is this person telling me the truth? I have literally gotten up and walked away from readings from people because they would not ask me truthful questions.
Oh my gosh.
Because
I do something on the air right now? It's only a 7-minute interview, but I might want to have you on again because you're already entertaining completely.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot going on. So yeah. But yeah, I communicate with them. They give me answers.
Okay.
Do you give predictions
of what happens in politics or any of that? Do you are able to find out any of that stuff? What's happening?
I can tell you politics is all, it's just a whitewash of what's really going on in the world. Politics is more.
What about wars? Any ideas on the wars and what could happen next? Any of those predictions?
War's coming.
Okay. And how bad?
Here. United States, yes.
When?
Very soon.
Oh, okay. All right. So very soon.
I've known that for 5 years.
5 years.
Prior to COVID coming, I was told by them that COVID was coming. They told me a virus was coming and the first stock market crash. So I was doing a festival circuit, and throughout that circuit, when I would do readings for people, when I got a sense that I could tell someone, I did. And I let that out to people. I let them know. I told them how to prepare, because my guides told us how to prepare. I have enough toilet paper for 3 years, and I had that for 5 years. Because they told me to do that. Okay. So
no,
I was
this, this out they told me.
My what we would call archangels, my guides, spirit.
Oh wow. Okay.
And all so right. So they told me about that. I told people. And then when it came, when it was just about to come, they gave me another message in January and they said, get ready. And then I told everyone else. And then I got 20 messages from people who said that they were glad they listened to me because they were prepared. But I got 20 more messages from people who said, I didn't listen to you because I thought you were crazy. I said, I'm not crazy. Are you going to listen to me now?
So what do you read people, even like personal stuff too?
Yes, I do personal readings as well. I either do them in a Zoom now because of COVID, but I still do them in person. And I used to do a festival circuit back east. I used to live in Delaware and we would do a festival circuit and I would be there with my booth set up and people would come in and do readings. But I also did workshops as well, teaching people why we're here and what our purpose is and all that. I do a lot of teaching videos on YouTube, and then I do that within our own podcast as well. I teach people to wake up because everyone in this world is a slave, and they are slaves to the people who are in control and power of everything. That is government, yes, but big corporation. They run everything. Government is just their puppets. That's all they are. They look like they're fighting with each other. They're not. They're hand in hand with each other. They are never going to help us. The party system has never worked.
All right. So the prediction is a war coming to the United States.
Absolutely.
Very soon. Okay.
Absolutely.
Will it destroy us?
So 4 years ago, I do also what's called channeling. And we got a channeled message from archangels who told me and my wife to move out here to Arizona. Here I am. And the reason I came out here is because it's no longer going to be safe to live on the East Coast.
No longer safe to live on the East Coast. So the war will be in the East Coast. It won't be
East Coast and West Coast. They're going to
hit. Why not the center of the country?
Because they're going to hit the major cities that's going to make the most impact. See, I live in a place down here in Arizona. It's 154 square miles, just my area. There's only 44,000 people. They don't care about that. They want to make an impact.
Well, again, we're talking here to Daniel Jackson. So let's go. So I am not going to do a personal reading because no one's going to know my personal life. Are you able to read something about me? I just been interested just to hear. I'm not going to tell you anything about me, anything. Can you mention, meeting me, talking to me, what do you think?
No, it doesn't work that way for me. You actually have to ask me questions.
Oh, man.
But would you like me to talk about the man that's standing behind you? With he's got a little bit of hair on top, but it's kind of cut short on the sides. He has brown eyes. His hair is even brown as well. He has kind of sort of full lips. But yeah, he's got like, he has the hair missing here, but all the hair on the side. Yeah, and is standing right behind you.
So is he passed? Is he a being that was passed away that's in here?
Yeah. I see spirit. I see spirit everywhere. It never turns off.
So there's somebody behind me. Why is that person behind me?
Because he said he is. Because he says he is here to be a spirit guide for you, to help you, to make this help you make decisions.
There are spirit guides to help people make decisions. This is
Spirit guides are people who have crossed over into the light, who have fulfilled their purpose. And then because they fulfill their purpose, they get to stay home, or they come back here and become spirit guides for people to help you make decisions.
All people have a spirit guide?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone does. Everyone has at least two. You have a male who helps you with your more masculine decisions, and a female with the more nurturing. But those two people, sometimes they're related to you. Most of the times they're not. They're just people who want to help and do good things. And they come back here and help us. Right. Anytime you wake up in the morning and you have an idea to do something, that idea did not come from you.
Got it. Okay. Where can people go right now, Daniel? You're one of the most intriguing interviews I've ever had in my life. Where can we go now? I'm going to have you back. That's for sure. Cause it's entertaining.
What do you mean? Where do you want to go now? What do you want to do?
Find your website where for people can get do Zoom right now with you. Where can they go?
If they want to do that, they can just find me at www.spiritmediumdaniel.com. It's just one long word, spiritmediumdaniel.com. Or they can find my podcast, which is www.beyond-the-veil.com. I tried to get regular beyondtheveil.com, but when I did that, another site came up. And I talk about spirit and metaphysical and all that stuff. And this one had to do with reading Harry Potter books.
Okay, so you're really supernatural. Harry Potter's not real. Okay, we appreciate it, Daniel.
Real.
Yeah,
I'm the real deal.
All right, Daniel, appreciate it. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.